So this is verse 102 we're discussing. And yesterday we tried to understand the meaning of the verse, the translation. A very wonderful verse. These are all part of the Guna Mahima of Radharani that we're going through in this classic of Rasa and Tattva and Bhakti. Radharas Sudhanidhi by Srila Saraswati Pad, Prabodhananda Saraswati. So he's saying in this verse, he describes these six different qualities. In this one verse, he's describing six different qualities, six sterling qualities of Radhika. And we went through those one by one. The translation is, that Srimati Radharani's glances show wonderful expertise in dancing. So she's not showing her expert in dancing with her hands or mudras or her legs or her movements of her body. She's not moving her body at all. She's just moving her eyes. Her eyes are dancing and doing everything. Srimati Radharani's glances show wonderful expertise in dancing to please the mind. So when her eyes are dancing, they're dancing for one, an audience of one. Very small theater. Very small theater. There's one actress and there's one person, one performer and one actress, one performer and one audience. And who is the audience? Krishna. So her eyes are dancing and it's very pleasing to the mind of the one person in her audience who's receiving that beautiful sidelong glance of Radharani, the Radha Kripa Kataksha. Krishna's the first recipient. He was begging and he got it. We're begging and we're waiting for it. Krishna is begging Radha Kripa Kataksha. Krishna is speaking. Krishna is speaking to Radharani, glorifying her. Mukeshwari Kureshwari Sureshwari Sureshwari Triveda Bharatishwari Pramana Shashaneshwari. What is it? Rameshri, Shameshri, Pramoda Kananeshri, Brajeshri, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostute, Shiradike, Namostute. Sham is praying at the feet of Radharani. You're the Ishri, you're the supreme Ishri of every department. And Maka, Makishvari means supreme controller of yagyas and pujas. And everywhere, Ishri of the forest. And he's begging, Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Right? How's the whole thing? Kada. When? He's begging. Krishna's saying, when? Oh, Radharani, when? I'm begging with folded hands. When? Oh, when? Kada. When will I receive a sidelong glance of your Kripa, Radha Kripa, Kataksha. Kataksha from the corner of your eyes. That's all I need. Let that eye dance in my eye and let that dancing form of yours dancing in my eye, dance into my heart and control my life and move my heart and make me dance alongside of you now and forever. This is Krishna's prayer. So Radharani's glances show her wonderful expertise in dancing to please the mind of King Cupid. So her audience, actually whenever you have a performance, there must be some seating arrangement. So the performer, the actress is Radharani. And her, she's the particular dance, she's doing a dance performance with her eyes. And there's someone sitting in the audience. An audience of one named Sham. And what type of seat does he have? He has one of these reclining seats, like a fancy multiplex theater. A lot more fancy than that. Says that he's sitting, his seat, he has a very wonderful, the seat has a golden seat cover on it. The golden seat, the royal seat. Shoni Hema Varasane, which means that her dancing, this dancing of the actress named Radha with her dancing eyes is pleasing her audience of one named Sham, and he's sitting on a beautiful asan. Of course, his name in this particular, his name is King Cupid, Kandarparaj. He's changed his name to Kandarparaj, King Cupid. And he's sitting on the royal golden throne of Radharani's hips. That's quite a wonderful seat. It's a very front row seat to see the beautiful performance of Radharani's dancing eyes. But because this person in the audience is so close to the actress, she feels a little shy. Arachaya. She feels a little shy because usually the audience is, but it's someone just like now, someone's right in front of you, if you're older, like in front of you, you know, when everyone's, like all these people 100 yards away, they're sleeping or, I don't know, whatever they're doing, I can't see that far. It doesn't matter. But someone's right close to me. Oh. So now she's feeling this person they took is, he's sitting on his golden chair and he's so close. So then she feels some shyness. So what does she do? And she hangs a golden curtain of bashfulness over the dancing stage of her youthful body. Oh, this person has come, my audience has come so close to the dancing performance to my eyes, and I feel a little shy. So she pulled down a golden curtain on the stage. And the golden curtain is a beautiful shimmering form, her golden form, which is extended from the dance performer to the audience. The dance performer's her eyes, and the audience is sitting on her hips. And so she pulls a curtain. The curtain is the golden curtain of her form, which goes from her eyes to the audience. You follow? So now that means the audience can't see the performance? Not exactly. She hangs the golden curtain of bashfulness over the dancing stage of her youthful body, which has become covered with handfuls of flowers in the form of her smiles. So she's pulled a curtain, this golden curtain, out of her shyness, and Krishna's appreciating the curtain, so she's smiling and offering flowers. He's covering the whole curtain with flowers of her smiles. Wherein Radhika emphasizes her youthful charms as an introduction. So this is simply an introduction to the drama, which is about to ensue. And of course, someday when we can afford to buy the ticket, and we can afford the ticket into that performance of pure devotion and attain a proper siddhadeya and the proper training and prem, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, by proper association in the leela of the Lord, by his parishads and madhura bhav, then we may also be assisting, at least working in the theater. We may get a job in the theater, running the fans. We'll control the fans, or the theaters have fans, and so we'll run the ceiling fans. We'll pull the fans inside the kunjas. So this is word for word description, this verse. Obviously, this is high topic, higher topic. Highest topic. Most highest topic. But this is here presented in this book, so we have to carefully and cautiously hear this subject matter to create the proper bhakti sanskaras, which are very powerful, as we were hearing in the other day's class about how that works. Looking at the whole verse, we see that Saraswati Pad is using a wonderful analogy to compare Radha and Krishna's loving exchanges during Krishna's, because I explained it like in that level, because that level is also there. But another level is saying that Krishna's, one acharya is saying this is all happening through the eyes. It's all eyes, remember, the whole dance performance eyes. So Krishna's observing from his vantage point, he's walking with the cows, coming back with the cows, and he's seeing Radharani standing in Barsana. So he's seeing her dancing eyes, he's seeing her beautiful golden thighs and hips, he's seeing her form. And so this is another way to see this verse, this particular Because the verse has no, this is the verse, it's simply written as an outpouring of the heart of Tungavidyasakhi of Prabhupada Saraswati. So how one sees it and how one understands it, that's according to his own realization or perception of it. So these Krishna's Uttara Gosta Lila, it's like he's comparing that. Krishna's coming back. The scene, the setting, basic setting that this Acharya is conveying is that the gopis, Krishna's returning in the afternoon with the cows around this time, 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon. And this Aparana Lila, 3:36 to 6 p.m. He's bringing all the cows back to Nandagaon to the Goshala. And the gopis have been waiting and waiting and waiting 9 hours or so many hours for this moment when they would see Krishna again after leaving him at Radhakund. It's actually only a short time. A matter of one danda. It's one danda. They're separated for one danda. But one danda is like one danda. One danda is a half a muhurta. And a muhurta is 48 minutes. So one danda is 22 minutes. So these lila segments or lila sequences, there are 60 dandas in a day and there are 60 different lilas in a day of Radha and Krishna. They're busy. And they move very fast. So for one danda, she's separated from Krishna. From Sriyakund to Barsana or Yavat, and then again to see Krishna, that's a danda. But that 22 minutes is like 22 million years. So a danda is a portion of time, and a danda is also a lati. So if someone beats you, if they're beating you one time, two times, you feel like it's going on for millions of years. Stop, stop, you've been beating me for hours. It's only 5 minutes. But there's this beating on the head with a danda. Danda means stick, you know, bamboo stick. Beating. Tow, tow, oh, oh. And when you're getting beaten, when you're suffering, each moment drags on forever. Isn't it? You ever got sick? You ever got a cold and it seems like it goes on, drags on? Each moment seems, and you're having a good time. You're in some kirtan or some nice kirtan party or festival with seven. All of a sudden, oh, it's over. Oh. And then after the festival, after the kirtan festival or whatever the festival is, utsav, then people walk away and talk to each other. Oh, I wish we could have this. This is a very common statement amongst devotees. Oh, we should do this every day. I wish we could do this every day. It's so nice. I wish we didn't have to work and just we could just play and sing and dance and play with Krishna all day long. And I wish. And I keep wishing. And life is all about wishing because you're judged by your ideal. The higher your ideal, the greater personality you can become. So the highest ideal means, your ideal means your wish. I wish to become an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So that's the highest possible ideal in the whole religious firmament. In the whole gamut of Dharma, there's no higher aspiration for a jiva than to become an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. It's the highest expression of philosophy, tattva, dharma, and aspiration. That type of hankering, that type of wishing, that type of... So when you have such a high ideal and such a high aspiration, then you really have to work hard. Like someone says, why are you going to so much school? You finished your education, now you have MBBS, just get a job, make $10,000 a month. No, I want to get this degree and that degree and that degree and this degree. Another year of study, another year. And then I'll be a neurosurgeon. Ha. And then when I make money, watch me make money. I just cut this guy's head open and make, you know, 5 lakhs in one day. So their aspiration is money. So they work like anything, like asses, study like asses to get all those degrees. Because they're driven by that idea, by that wish. I wish to be this. So we should wish to be this and be so driven by our wish, by our cherished ideal in spiritual perfection that we just block out everything else. People that want to become expert in some field, they miss all the parties, they miss all the movies. Did you see this movie? No, I was studying. Did you see this movie? No, I was studying. They miss all the movies, they miss all the parties. Their friends never see them. They're always in the library, they're always in the books. And then, or if they're married, their wives never see them. They're always studying. Because the most important thing, they're more important than wives, more important than friends, and even their own physical health, they don't even eat properly. They don't even maintain their – you ever see the people go to college and they eat a biscuit here and a bun there? They don't eat properly. Their bodies are messed up or like shot because I want it. I wish it. I wish it. I've got to have it. That big degree, that big, big – then finally I'll see my name. Doctor so-and-so, neurosurgeon. And then there's a long tail after it. MBBS, MDN, this, Denmark, this, that, England, France, blah, 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 this, that, and all these things at the end. Really long tail. But we work 1/10 as hard. And we wonder, gee, I don't have frame yet. The process doesn't work. That's like going to college and, you know, going 1 hour to class and say, I didn't get my degree. The college doesn't work. I went here for a month. I went here for 4 years. I didn't get anything. That's a cheap aspiration to become a neurosurgeon. That's nothing. There's the 50 million of them. 1,000 million of them. To become a Krishna's pure devotee, that's Sadurlavam. Sadmahatma Sadurlava. To become a pure devotee is very, very rare. So we have to get serious. One month a year, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas get serious. It's Kartik month. Kartik means serious month. Now this month, every day I'll go to Mangalartik. Every day I'll get up early. Every day I'll read Bhagavatam. If you get this benefit and that benefit, you get those benefits every day, not only in Kartik. If you read one verse from the Bhagavatam during Kartik, you get the benefit of sitting down in one day and reading all the 18 Puranas, which is impossible. 90,000 verses, just to turn the pages it takes all day. There's 90,000 verses in the Skanda Puran, 70,000 verses in Padma Puran, 18,000 verses in Bhagavat Puran. Or just to read those 18 Puranas and turn the pages, it takes it 1 week. Just to turn the page, what to speak, a look at the verses. But all those 18 Puranas, you get the same benefit if you read one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam during Kartik. Kartiki Devi Radha Rani Ki Jai. Kartik Mant Ki Jai. There is all the elements of a dramatic performance are mentioned in this verse. There is a stage curtain, decorations, a dramatic director, a hero, a heroine, an introduction to a drama and a dramatic performance. Now let's examine the verse and see how the drama unfolds. The stage. In other words, I mentioned seven elements of a drama. You have to have a stage, yes? You have to have a curtain, yes? You have to have a hero and a heroine, yes? You have to have some director, yes? And yet, so that's whole verse is like this. That's why I was explaining this analogy. It's not imagination. So what's the first part? The first part is the stage. There's no stage. What good's a curtain? I got a curtain. Anybody have a stage? Because you may have a stage, but no curtain. Then you still can do drama without a curtain. But I have a stage curtain. Anybody has an extra stage? It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It's impossible. So everything, they're all required for this to happen. So one is the stage. A platform. What is a stage? Definition. A platform upon which a play or drama is enacted. That is called a stage. So this, we're on that stage of Maya. This is Maya's stage. And we're all actors and actresses on Maya's stage. This is a platform by which a drama is enacted. Now I'm doing a drama. I'm the husband. Oh, and I'm the wife. Well, hey, what about me? I'm the mother. Acha, you're included too. So it's a multi-level drama. Many, many participants. So what is the drama in this verse? What is the stage in this verse? Radange Navaranga Damni. Damni means the place, the Damni, the stage, the abode. Is Radha Anga Navaranga. Radha Anga Navaranga. Anga body. Radha. Radha Anga means the body of Radha is the stage, Damni stage of Navaranga. Ever new and fresh sports and delights. So that's the stage, Radharani's body. This is a very interesting stage. But unfortunately, that stage is very small. And so it's a very small theater. So that's why I said there's only room for one. There's only, in that theater, where that stage is, there's only room for one person in the audience. And that's Krishna. But, don't lose hope. Because sometimes in these old-fashioned theaters in the 1920s, they would set up these outdoor theaters and put some kind of cardboard here and there on the side and make some black area. And then there's tickets, 10 rupees, see the talkies. It's 1920s, my grandfather told me. So then it's kind of makeshift because movies, they didn't have theaters. Theater was just a makeshift thing. Just like in India, all these makeshift they have all these makeshift restaurants on the back of bicycles. The guy has a bicycle and he's going down the street. He's got a whole restaurant on the back seat. And he mixes these onions and garlic and the chickpeas and this, that. He's not all mixing. Get all varieties. This, that, the other thing, 10 rupees. Chat, this, that. And the whole restaurant on the back. You've seen, it's like wild. No license, no health, no hygienic care, nothing. No health license. So this is the situation here. It says that Radha's beautiful bodily limbs and features. This is the place, the stage, or the arena of the drama. This is the Radha's beautiful bodily features is the stage of fresh novel sports or of dancing, fresh novel sporting pastimes. Radharani's body is a stage for ever fresh and novel dancing pastimes. Her beautiful body and different features. Now the stage is there. The stage is set. We have this phrase. The stage is set. Well, we're talking literally about the stage. It's there. Eternally set. It's an eternal set. An eternal stage. Radharani. Just like this is Radhakund is a stage. It's Radharani's body also. Radhanga. Radha Anga Navaranga. Is this Radharani's body? Krishna says yes. Do you agree? Yes, you're in good company. And Radharani looks at Shyamakund and she said, this is my Shyam's body. Do you agree with that? Yeah. So now if you agree with these two, you'll always be with Radha and Krishna. Unfortunately, sometimes we disagree. We go separate ways. That's our problem. So now the stage is Radhakund and it's Radha Anga Navaranga. It's always... And this body, this form of Radha Navaranga, there's ever fresh and new sports going on here. As you live here, you see how many leelas are going on around this kund. Many, many leelas in all five rasas. I would say, definitely. The more time you spend here, the more you realize this is a whole rasa mandal in itself. Stage curtain. So now the stage curtain. Every stage has a curtain, which is drawn, which means open. It's either open or closed before and after each sequence or act of the drama or play. This is a drama class. Every stage has a stage curtain, which is open. And you see everything, or it's closed, and they're dressing or changing the sets between each act. So now, how does this work? So Radharani hangs a golden stage curtain of shyness over the dancing stage of her youthful body. Navaranga Damni, Radhanga Nava. In other words, the curtain of Radharani's bashfulness or modesty that hangs over the stage of her body. That is the stage curtain. And we'll hear about the other parts of the drama. Tomorrow we'll hear about the auspicious decorations on the stage. Hare Krishna.